Yamunati Ravanachari Yamunati Ravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Giri Govardhan ki, Mathura Vrindavan dham ki, Mayapur dham ki, Kalasi Devi ki, Bhakti Devi ki, New Ramanuji dham ki, Jagannapuri dham ki, all glory to Asam of the Bhutis, all glory to the Bhutis, all glory to Guru and Guranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 5, Verse 31. Yenaivaham Bhagavato.
Vasudeva-sya-vedhasa
Mayanubhava-mabhidham
Yena-gacchanti-tat-padam
Yena-gacchanti-tat-padam
Vasudeva-sya-vedhasa
Mayanubhavam abhidham
Yena gacchanti tatpadam
Yenaivaham bhagavato
Vasudevasya
vedhasa
Mayanubhavam
abhidham Yena gacchanti Chanti tat padam.
Yenaivaham bhagavato.
Vasudevasya vedasa.
Mayanubhavam abhidham. तानुभावं अभिधं
येन
गच्छन्ति तत्पदम् मयानुभावं विदं येन गच्छन्ति तत्पदम्
येन, by which, eva, certainly, aham, I, Bhagavata, of the personality of Godhead, Vasudevasya, of Lord Sri Krishna, Vedhasa, of the Supreme Creator, Maya, energy, Anubhavam, influence, Abhidham, easily understood, Yena, by which, Gacchanti, they go, Tatpadam, at the lotus feet of the Lord. Translation, by that confidential knowledge, I could understand clearly the influence of the energy of Lord Sri Krishna, the creator, maintainer, and annihilator of everything. By knowing that, one can return to him and personally meet him. Purport. By devotional service, or by the most confidential knowledge, one can understand very easily how the different energies of the Lord are working. One part of energy is manifesting the material world. The other, superior part of his energy is manifesting the spiritual world. And the via medium energy is manifesting the living entities who are serving either of the above-mentioned energies. The living entities serving material energy are struggling hard for existence and happiness, which is presented to them as illusion. But those in the spiritual energy are placed under the direct service of the Lord in eternal life, complete knowledge, and perpetual bliss. The Lord desires, as he has directly said in Bhagavad Gita, that all conditioned souls rotting in the kingdom of material energy come back to him by giving up all engagements in the material world. This is the most confidential part of knowledge. But this can be understood only by the pure devotees, and only such devotees enter the kingdom of God to see him personally and serve him personally. The concrete example is Narada himself, who attained a stage of eternal knowledge and eternal bliss. And the ways and means are open to all, provided one agrees to follow in the footsteps of Narada Muni. According to Shruti, the Supreme Lord has unlimited energies without effort by him. And these are described under three principal headings as above mentioned. Omagana Timaram Dishaganjana Shavakaya Chakshur Militan Dena Tasmai Shigrave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manabhishtam Tapitam Jena Bhutale Swayamal Bhagadahmayam Dadati Sattadam Sikram Bandayam Shri Guru Shri Prabhata Gamanam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Sta Shri Rupam Sakajatam Sahagana Vagana Tam Nitam Tam Sajivam Sattvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Bhagana Lalita Shri Vishaka Hetam Cha He Krishna Kana Sindho Dina Bandho Pate Gopesh Gopika Kandarata Kantana Mokute Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasudeva Go Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Yeah,
all the verses are nice. Most. So here, Narada Muni is speaking from his history experience. So, yesterday, this verse is referring to the previous about the Gyanam Guhyatamam Yatad Sakshad Bhagavato Gitam Ambabochandamisham. As they were leaving, those Bhakti Vedantas, who were very kind to poor-hearted souls, instructed me in that most confidential subject matter which is instructed by the personality of Godhead himself. But today's verse says, by that confidential knowledge, I could understand clearly the influence of the energy of Lord Sri Krishna, the creator, maintainer, and annihilator of everything. By knowing that, one can return to him and personally meet him. So one of the main lessons here in this read, this chapter, and was referred to in the last verse, that Narad Muni had received the mercy of these Bhakti Vedantas, Saksha Bhagavad Gita, propounded by the Lord Himself. And they were familiar with this knowledge. So Narad Muni himself was a small boy, and we never really tire of hearing the story. It's amazing that he Uchishtale Pana Namodito Vijaya Sakrit Smapunje Parapashta Kildasai. He took some prasadam. He also said that he didn't dantasya, he was very controlled. Balasya dantasya as a little boy. From this also, Prabhupada understood, realized completely the importance of little boys also, that they should be given this knowledge, this mercy. Just like we heard this night, you read the pastime that the professor was saying that, oh, these students, they like me, and I'm very happy with them. Prabhupada said, but I like them more. Because I want to give them spiritual knowledge. So the knowledge given in ordinary knowledge is not. So Prabhupada was very stressing this guru kuru guru kuru kule vasandanto guru hitam. The guru is hitam. He's benefiting these students. Most of us came, we were a little older, more than little students, so we were contaminated. But Narad Muni wasn't in this state. He was a pure little boy, so he could receive this knowledge. And even as a small guy, he was only 5. Remember, only 5. And Yenaka Chanti Tatpadam, the Prabhupada is there in purport talking that Gita says the same thing. Krishna is saying that you will come to me, sarvadam paritaja mamekam, in many places. You will attain to my nature, you will come to mami vang, so you already have this nature. But Krishna, through this spiritual master, he's reminding, mami vang so jiva. I remember getting Bhagavad Gita before it was printed in the Frederick Street Temple, small little, they had Gita press, little Gita, only had shlokas, nothing more. So I thought, well, you know, I like to eat the prasadam 1968. I like the prasadam. So maybe they have something here. But actually, it was before the Gita was printed. So only there was that little Gita press Gita. And I looked through it and I thought, oh, well, something, let me see. And I got to chapter 11, it was like, oh, it's pretty far out stuff going on here. I don't know what the Vishvarupa is being shown. But most of it went one ear out the other, like, whoop, nothing. most of it. So without getting that, Ivam Parampara Praptam Imam Majeshio. And here also the stress is on confidential guya. Iti guyatamam shastram. This shastra is guyam, confidential, and rahasyam idam uttamam. Rahasyam also means very secret. It's a secret. It's an open secret. We all know the story how that Ramanujacharya was it Yamunacharya? They ran out after getting mantra, supposed to be secret, and spoke it everywhere. So this kind of secret, but it cannot be spoken also. Nata paskaya, na bhaktaya kadachi. Krishna's telling Arjuna there in the end of the Gita, but don't speak this to those who are not austere, they're not bhaktas, they won't understand it. So generally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving the Harinam for everyone. Kotoba, how much power is in that name? We have no idea. So this is, it's confidential, but it's ever expanding. No jane janita ki adbir amritai krishneti vanadvai. So this is Anandamudi Bhagavan. Expanding the, we don't know how much nectar is even in the two syllables Krishna. What to speak of all this confidential. But this confidential knowledge cannot be understood. Nowadays the internet, and you find that some maybe more pious type of rock star or popular singer there, I saw they're singing the Gayatri Mantra. And they have no real knowledge of what is Gayatri Mantra. I mean, because we understand, of course, Nishpala Mata. There won't be any real fruit, but there's something there that's interesting. They're better chanting Gayatri Mantra than what they usually chant. So due to internet and people, they have any desire that they can sing what they want. No one can stop. This discussion is going on online also, that whether or not this secret should be revealed to who and when. Sometimes devotees nowadays, of course, that's not going on, but they have kirtan group and they're invited to chant with other kirtaniyas from maybe Mayavadis or Sahajiya type people. From our history, we see that this has been going on a long time. And nowadays, maybe some Westerners inventing some mantra or they're chanting something that, well, that's nice. But one has to be very careful. Sapo chistam yatapayavi. They are not able to understand, enter into. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting confidential. In Shiva's Angam, he was chanting very confidentially. And when someone came, once or twice we read it in Chaitanya Bhagavat, one time Shivas's mother-in-law, you know, no ladies were there, but we can't imagine that Shivas's mother-in-law could be very demoniac person or anything like that. But Mahaprabhu was chanting and he said, well, I don't feel so much bliss. What's going on, Shivas? So Shivas, he found his mother-in-law and he dragged her out of it, out of the place. Another time, Shivas was very soft-hearted. He brought one brahmachari who very austere, milk-drinking brahmachari. He very pure-hearted. I mean, Shivas, he thought this man is so desirous and he's so innocent and what harm can it do? So, but Mahaprabhu, he detected that guy was there. He said, oh, I don't feel so much ecstasy. You don't want to interfere with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstasy, because even Shivas's own son died in that back room, in other room inside. Still, he didn't want to disturb the kirtan. Maybe he learned his lesson or something, but anyway, his son had died, but Mahaprabhu wasn't feeling exactly. So in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes also, there's more confidential pastimes. Just during Rath Yatra, when Jagannath on his cart, he was so vishmaya, amazed that how the kirtan is going on. He could see that, of course, he's none different from Mahaprabhu, but he's seeing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is expanded into seven kirtan parties. And most of the devotees, all the devotees, practically all of them, they couldn't see. They were in ecstasy. Oh, Mahaprabhu is in my party. Oh. Similar to Krishna expanding in rasa dance. Tabir yeva nijadupataya. He's expanding. Departure yeva disantaram abhipa. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Avatari, the source of avatars. So, but hardly anyone could perceive it. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he could perceive, and he was with King Prataparudra. Now, King Prataparudra was not at that point considered a very intimate follower, but he was given this mercy that he could see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expanding in all these parties, the very confidential thing. So, although externally Mahaprabhu was just enacting this ecstatic just, well, he was enacting ecstatic Rath Yatra and chanting so many shlokas, Naham Vipra Natcha Narapati. He used to chant many shlokas like that. Sometimes people didn't even know, what is he chanting? Rupa Goswami was so confidential. He understood that shloka. He wrote it on a palm leaf. He put it in the roof of his thatched hut. And he went out and he went to take bath in the ocean, and Mahaprabhu came and found it. Oh, he has understood. And he asked Rupa Damodar, how is it that Rupa Goswami can understand? How has he become so confidential like that? Of course, he knew everything. He's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this confidential thing is going on, and sometimes not revealed. When that Brahmin who was traveling, and somehow it got revealed. Maybe many things were never revealed. They're secret and we never hear it. But some things were revealed, whatever we're meant to understand. When the Brahmin came to Jagannath Mishra's house, preparing some prasad, and little Nimai was like 2 years old guy or something, and he disturbed the offering. He, in the middle of this Brahmin said, oh, you give me something, I will cook myself. Because Brahmins, they cook themselves. They strict Brahmins, Prabhupada said, they don't even eat their own wife's cooking. Prabhupada said, and he used to see Brahmins all lined up cooking their own thing. Even they didn't eat their own wife's cooking. So many of them maybe not married, but the ones who were, they would. So this Brahmin was a traveling mendicant. He didn't have any wife, but he was given. So little Nimai, he came and stole the offering. And the Brahmin, what's going on? Jagannath Mishra, your boy, he disturbed this whole offering. He ate the boga, he's in the altar, and I don't know what to do. Oh, Jagannath Mishra was feeling so bad, and he wanted to beat Nimai, but he couldn't, of course. So he made some stricture. He said, I will give you more boga, that's okay. First time he got rice, I don't know, second time, but gradually, after a while, he only got some fruits, because second time, similar thing happened. They put Nimai back in some room. People were watching him, and the room was locked, and still he got out, somehow, Nimai. And he stole, even the third time. And then that Brahmin got full realization of the glories. He appeared as coward boy Gopal, but he said to that Brahmin, now don't reveal this because you can be destroyed. He was only a little guy, a little boy, three, four. That happened a few times, even with that milk brahmachari, don't reveal this, what I mean. Several times this is going on where Nimai or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying, don't reveal, you can be destroyed, you'll be destroyed. But somehow we hear about it in so many intimate things, and we're so fortunate to know them in Chaitanya Bhagavat. That Narayani, she was, we heard it recently, did you mention Prana or we heard it? That she was friends, you said the other day. Narayani was friends with Vishnu Priya, so she heard so many intimate things that no one would ever have heard. So, but devotees, they also don't think themselves qualified. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying, Shunyaitam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Vidayaname. Nayanam galad shudharai, when will I cry? Gauranga bolite habe pulaka sharir. Our great acharyas like Rupa Goswami and Narottam, they're always in this transcendental mood of naham vipro, na prema shavanadi bhakti. Rupa Goswami says, I don't even have any qualification to understand this. I've heard about it, he says. Gopi Jana Baba Baba, ha ha, ma la saiva ma. I heard about this thing, but I don't really have any qualification for this. So he says, na prema, what to speak of prema? Na prema shavanadi bhakti. I didn't even hear properly shavanadi bhakti. And bhakti, and any of the yoga tava, any mystic cities of yoga, I have no. Gyanam ba, shubha kama ba. I don't have this gyan that's being mentioned here by Narad Muni. I don't have any of the Gyana Shubha Karmava. I don't have even good pious activity. Kiraho Sajatira and good birth. Nothing do I have. But still, I still have this aspiration of to try to understand, to try, go Gopi Janabalo, ha ha mata sai. It's giving me great pain. But I want to know it. But still, this is our mood, and Mahaprabhu, you cannot make any mistake to think, oh yes, I have this confidential knowledge. Confidential knowledge is there, the books are here, anyone can read it, but it cannot be revealed. Karmanya abhyasat prakashya abhyasat. Only by your, if you do some good activity, some acham bhajan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has one little book, one nice book, Bhajana Rahasya, the secrets of bhajan. So in there, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is explained. There's so many aspects of bhajan, Shravanam, Kirtan, and Vishnu. And archan is only really one aspect. Some people think they can't tell. And some people think we don't do any archan. Archan. But still, it's done. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is giving the 8 different times of day. And he's revealing so many slokas that he would meditate on. So when one first comes into association, sadhu-sangha, the devotees, he still cannot get it. It's like going to the kindergarten class, first, second grade. Adol Shraddha, sadhu-sangha, tabhajana kriya. First we come into, I remember coming into, first time in the, joining in the temple, actual temple. But there's so many things, but we don't understand it. What is going on here? Gopis, Krishna, it sounds okay. But gradually, step by step, Kramad, what is that? Sarvasangata Bhajana Kriya, what is the last one? Saktir, so, what's the word? Krama. Bhavek Krama. One has to go step by step, Prabhupada said. Don't jump over. And Narad Muni didn't even get a chance, just expressed there in Upadeshamrita. Radha Kundami Hapi Gokula Pate Prema Mata Pavanat. One different gradation is given. Karmi Bhya Parito Hare. First, out of so many karmis, Tebhyastha, Gani Bhyas, the Ganis. Out of so many Ganis, someone, one of them, Durlabha, described in the Chaitanya-mrita. There's so many, but it's very difficult to find one Gani who's realized. And out of so many Ganis who are realized, one might become a Bhakta. And out of one Bhakta, Manushanam Tahase Su Kaschid Yatati Siddhaya. Nayana Parasarvena Kaschid. Nayana Parasarvena, what is it? Muktanam api siddhanam narayana parayana. Narayana parayana is very rare to find. Kechit kevalaya bhakta vasudeva parayana. Vasudeva is mentioned here. So Sukadeva says in the 6th canto, vasudeva parayana. Vasudeva parayana is very rare. Someone who actually is a follower of Vasudeva. And he realizes, Krishna says, vasudeva sarvamiti samahatmasto durlava. Such a person is very rare. So sometimes someone may argue and say, well, it also says there that Bahonam Janmanamanti Gyanamam Prabhajate Vasudev. I will get Vasudev, let me just relax. The Prabhupada said, no, don't take it easy, casual, because it will take so many births. Bahusambhavante. Bahusambhavante. In the 11th canto, that verse is there. Bahu, so many births that one has to take. Nityam apiha loka. Sudurlabha. So it's very difficult to get this human form of birth. That verse is there. Also, Prahlad Maharaj, the Prabhupada used that verse in the beginning of every Bhagavatam, that one has to, after many births, he gets this human form. And when he gets the human form, he shouldn't waste it. That's Prahlad preaching to his friends.
What is the verse?
Durlabhas. Huh? Komaramachara pragya dharma bhagavatani ha. Durlabham manasam janma tarapya dhruvam artadam. So even though it's a dhruvam means it won't last. But it's artha dham that it gives artha. We're born here and we're thinking everything belongs to us. If we're not given this instruction, like Narad Muni, fortunately got, then unfortunately, if one goes through the usual methods in the material world, then he gets full of anarthas. Anartho pasamam sakshat. Bhagavad bhakti yoga taha. Without Bhagavad bhakti yoga taha, especially one surrendering to the guru. We read about this also previously. Veta tvam saumyatat sarvam. Tattvatas taranugrahat. Bruyos nigdashishishasha. Guruvam guyam apyuta. Because the sages, they address Sutta Goswami that you are very submissive. Veta tvam saumyat. Saumya means gentle. Saumyatat sarvam. Bruyos nigdashya. Shishyashya. He became very humble, meek amongst. He had so many spiritual advisors, so they recognized it. Gurava Guyam Apyuta. Therefore, you have received this mercy. So, this is the main idea, some of the main ideas here. We can go through this purport again. It says here, living entities serving material energy are struggling hard for existence and happiness, which is presented to them as illusion. Illusion. Okay. But we know that Savai Bhavan Veda Samastago Yamu Pasito Yat Purusha Purana. Narad Muni was addressed by Vyasa previously. Samastago Yam. That he found out and he knows and he's able to give to Vyasa all these confidential topics. In the beginning of the Bhagavatam, although it's confidential, it's easily, the first thing says that dravasam yukam vibhata bhagavatam. It's easily swallowable. It's not like biting into a concrete chunk of something like that. This is nectar. It's been distilled nectar. It's been always talking about nectar. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, all the nectar of the gopis and all the... It enters the ear. These pastimes, this Krishna's pastimes, they're sprinkled on the Bhakti Lata, the Radharani, and all the gopis, the Sakhi, the assistants. They feel 10 million times more enlivened when they get this. And Radharani's always trying to bring these other Sakhis to Krishna. This is all nectar for the ear. Paramam Amitam. Nectar for the ear. Our ears are always Karnanandi Kalad Vinir Vahatu Me Jiva Maru Prangane. Kaviraj Goswami says, our tongues and our ears are full of these dry, horrible, Prabhupada says, crying in different meetings. And they're crying in different meetings. Ah! Kaka. Kaka Chushe. Even the Mayavadis, they have nothing good to say. Kaka. So Kaviraj Goswami says, they're like the crows, kakatuse neem pale, they chew neem. Of course, we know nothing wrong with neem, but it's very bitter. But they have no experience of nectar. Premamra mukule, but the devotees, they taste these sweet mango buds, nectar pastimes. And in the end, Majalila, Ati Rahasyam, this is Ati Rahasyam. Tadidam ati rahasyam gorlilam mitam yat. Kaviraj Goswami says that this is so nectar and so wonderful, but kalak, samudya kalak, nadatam tara labhyam. Those who are envious, like hogs, unfortunately, Prabhupada says, even in Kaviraj Goswami's day, they were envious. He was writing such exalted thing. Even now, there are Vaishnavas who say, well, we'll go directly to Jiva Goswami and Rupa Goswami. Don't need to read Kaviraj Goswami. After all, he's writing Bengali. We are super Sanskrit experts, so we don't need this. They minimize even now. But it's strange. So, but they're thinking they can go direct. Gas Kabe. What is that verse in Bengali? Jump over the horse to eat the grass. So this is the problem, that people are jumping over. They don't need guru. They don't require guru. They are their own guru. They have all these strange ideas. Gurava guryam apyuta. Without the mercy of the guru, then we're yasya prasadat bhagavat prasadat yasya prasadat. Nagati, there's no gati. The gati is being mentioned here, but Vishnu Chakravarti is saying, Nagati kutopi, where are you? You are no place without the guru. Very puffed up. The Mayavad, they don't accept guru the same way. They want to take the knowledge, and then there's no... When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking some instruction, supposedly taking instruction from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, first thing Sarvabhauma said, oh, wow, you took sannyas, first of all, you're very young, and second, I mean, sannyas is no big thing, because he was the instructor, he was a householder, but he was instructing his sannyasis. And he said, as far as I could see, most of them are already puffed up. Namo, they're thinking they're all Narayan, and Dhamda Grahina Matrena, Namo Narayana, boy, they become Narayan. When Mahaprabhu came before these, he had a burden of this confidential knowledge. When he came to Prakashananda, when he came to Kasi, Varanasi, I came here, he told to Sanatana Goswami and other associates, he said, I came with a big burden, because Mahaprabhu was carrying the burden. He was the tree, he is the gardener, he is carrying all the fruits of love of God. He's ready to distribute any time. He described it as a big burden. I have so much here, I could sell it. But looks like I'll have to sell very cheap or give it away. So he gave it away, full. He came to the assembly at lunchtime with those Brahmavadi, Mayavadi, whatever they were, Prakashananda and his followers, all. And he was sitting there and Avasad, what is your lamentation? Shripad, Shripad. Asha, Asha. Why are you sitting here? They thought he's just lamenting or something. They knew he was a charismatic. Prakashananda said, oh, he's a charismatic. Some people say, many people think he's like God or something, but hey, those are sentimental people. They don't know anything. I wouldn't pay any attention to him. So when he came, it looked like he was very insignificant, sitting where to wash feet. Sannyasis don't wear sneakers or what do they call? They have so many fancy shoes nowadays, it would be $500 or shoes. No. So they washed their feet. He was sitting there. Judaya Narayan, Nayan, our eyes are so, when we see you, but our eyes are so satisfied. And when we hear Shuno, Jure Shavan, when we hear your words and our ears become very pleased. And he was exhibiting Koti Mahatejo, because they're in the habit, they call themselves Narayan. Okay, you're Narayan, I'm Narayan. But then when they saw Mahaprabhu, he actually, Koti Mahatejo Prakash, he was exhibiting actual effulgence, like 10,000, thousands of sun, millions of sun. So their minds were boggled. Oh, wait a minute. What's going on? This is real. This actually, he's Narayan. So, but of course, still he preached to them. But they got those goods, these secrets, rahasyam. This word was used also, Sanatana Goswami, when Mahaprabhu was looking at his blanket. He came, through a struggle. He was in the jail and he came through the jungle and they had the gold pieces and everything. Finally, he came looking like some Muslim mendicant or something. And he shaved up and became very gentle. And Mahaprabhu was very happy. But then Mahaprabhu was looking at he had this beautiful blanket that Sri Kanta, his brother-in-law, had given him. And so Mahaprabhu was glancing at it. So he knew he's Sanatana Goswami. He is the most intelligent person. He went down to the river, to the Ganga. He saw one mendicant washing a torn quilt, just a quilt. He said, oh, dear sir, why don't you take my blanket, give me your quilt? So that man said, he used the word rahasyam. So that means joking also. I don't know, nowadays they have that in Bengali, rahasyam? No. This is the rahasya, secret way of using it. I'm sure it's not used nowadays so much, but I guess if you're very intimate, you joke with someone. So it's rahasya. But unless he was, so anyway, rahasyam word was used there. So he exchanged finally. He said, no, I'm serious. I'll take your... And so many times you see that when Jagadananda Pandit was admonishing, he was not too heavy. He suggested only that Sanatan, who felt so bad and that he had all these itches on his body and Mahaprabhu will touch his body, and said, no, 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 this is too much for me. I want to jump in front of the rock cart or something. But Mahaprabhu wasn't going for that. Why this man wants to destroy Krishna's property. Anyway, Jagadananda told him that you can go to Vrindavan and then don't stay here. Oh, Mahaprabhu said, why are you going to Vrindavan? Oh, Jagadananda told me, Jagat. No, he's a new man. He's like a boy. Actually, Jagadananda was the oldest. When you read the history, practically the oldest associate of Mahaprabhu at the time, because he was with him when they were 6-7 years old in Mayapur. So still, he addressed him in a very intimate way, chastised him, and Sanatana Goswami felt like an outsider. Like. So antaranga, when one takes these pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, jay, ba, jane, chintamani, what is that? Dube, say charanga, jeba, dube, say Radha Malava Antaranga. Just by taking the name, is it Gora Nama, Nitya Siddha Korimani, Sejaya Prajanda Sutapa. So in those verses, Sampade, when your only asset, your best asset is the two lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nartam Das' song. So he's saying near the end of the song, he says, Somu who Jai Gauranga Namir Loy, he takes the name, then finally he says, so someone who swims, Charanga means it, swims in this ocean of Leela pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jeba, that person, Charanga swims in, then he's Radha Madhava Antaranga. He becomes an intimate associate of Radha Madhava. So we aspire for such thing, but then we see the example. Sanatan Rupa, they're always extremely humble, abominable. Haridas Thakur, he would stay far. He would never come close when devotees were taking prasad. He said, no, I'm abominable, I don't. Sanatana Goswami was running on the hot beach, blisters on his feet. He didn't notice it because he was thinking, oh, I'm going to get to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Parikshaya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was examining. He asked, he literally says, Parikshaya, he was examining Sanatana Goswami. Not in a nasty way or anything, but just asked him, how did you come here? So no, I came by the beach. Whoa, it's so hot. How did you come by the beach? Blazing hot sand at noon. He said, no, but I cannot go in front of the temple Singhadwar because some pujari might touch me. But nowadays, everyone has this experience with everybody. So we're all getting this treatment. Chaitanya was examining everyone. That we have to be very humble and stay very far from everybody. We should think, oh, I have this horrible disease. I won't give it to anybody. This is what they're saying. Everyone should think, I have it, I may give it to somebody. So they're enforced, humble. They're getting the rahasya. Getting a chance to become like Sanatana Goswami. We're all getting it. But we're thinking like that. Outsiders, they may be thinking something else, frustrated. But we're thinking, oh no, now we're feeling like Sanatana Goswami or something. Not quite. But Sanatana was thinking like that. I might touch someone like that. No question that he's going to go into the temple. But just seeing the chakra, seeing the temple from the outside. Okay, so So they ask questions. You got questions there, or should we wait till later?
If you have any question, you can type it on the chat, or you can text me. I have a question in the purport. I'm summarizing that Prabhupada mentioned that the living entities are in the kingdom of material energy. Kingdom of material energy. And Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to bring them back to his own abode. This is the most confidential of it. Now, how one will come to internal potency, maybe you can mention a little bit.
Well, Arjuna, he's saying, Madanugrahaya paramam goyam adhyatvam sangeetam yat prayoktam vachasthena mahoyam vigatoma mama. His allusion is, this is an 11th chapter of the Gita. And so it doesn't seem, or that anything so confidential was in 10th chapter, he got to hear that, you know, yajnanam, about japa yajnanam, the highest tapasya is just chanting japa and all that. He Himalayam, about the Himalayas and so many things like that. Finally, Krishna said, atava bahunaitin kim gatena tava arjuna. Was it ekam senistito jagat? I described so many things, but What more can I say? By a tiny ekang senis titto jagat, the whole universe, by a portion of a portion of a portion of my energy, I am sustaining a whole universe, all universes. So, but in the first verse of the next chapter, Krishna's, Arjuna is saying, by your mercy, Madanugrahaya, I got your mercy now, therefore, all my moha is destroyed. But he says the same thing at the end of the 18th chapter. And Krishna asks him, now, and Krishna says, what is Guyad Guyataramaya? What does he say? Vimrishai Tarashay Shena. And then he gives him a choice. So, are your illusions now gone? And now, what do you want to do? You do whatever you like. So, he said, well, yeah, my illusion, by your mercy, is gone, but still, then he has to see this whole Vishwarup. And Vishwarup was shown. And then, again, he said, oh, at the end of 11th chapter, he says, this is too much for me. Rather, you show Manusham, your two-armed form. First he showed form, then two-armed form. Sacheta Prakatiya. Now my natural consciousness is restored. What was the question? Oh.
How to come to internal energy? From material energy to internal energy.
Right. So Rupa Goswami, he's giving us so many hints. Prapanchakatayo bhujya hari sambandhi vastuna mamoksha bi paratyago vairagyam phal. We don't reject totally material energy. Rather, anasaktasya, without any attachment, we utilize material energy. Because otherwise, what will we do? Reject everything. This is an impersonal idea, rejecting everything. No use of anything. This is bhul. What is Bhaktisiddhanta says, this is a great mistake to reject everything and not take anything. Prabhupada also said, I could sit in Mayapur, just chant Hare Krishna under a tree, but then what will happen? Because in the beginning of Bhagavatam, we were saying, adhyatma adipama titi tiyashutam tamo andam samsari nankrunai hapo. This Purana is guyam, very confidential, but Rupa Goswami, Sukadeva Goswami is described there, guru, he's the guru of everyone. And he's feeling great compassion. Therefore, he's speaking, giving this Purana Guyam, Samsarinam Kurunaya. He's full of mercy, not impersonal. ah, you go to hell, I don't care, for whatever happens, I don't care. I'm only after, what does Prahlad Maharaj says? Prena muneo, deva muneo, sovi mukti kama. This is not Prabhupada's mood. No one can be a follower. I claim to be a follower of Prabhupada if he's not in this mood. You can be, of course. One can't artificially have the mood of Prabhupada, Prahlad Maharaj, or Sukadev. No, but at least he has to acknowledge this is the mood. That the mood, samsarinam, those who are caught in this samsara, samsarinam kuranyaha purana guyam, that is the purpose of this purana. Give people a taste of that purana, it says at the end of the Bhagavatam, that one gets a taste, what is it? Bhagavatam ishate, chadra samrita tittasya. Sarva Vedanta Sharamhi. So many Vedas are there. Amta, this and that. But this is Nigama Kalpataro Galitam Palam, the fruit. Nigama Kalpataro Galitam Palam Shukamukutramatrapasham Yutam Pipata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam. Even if you say you're liberated, okay, you're liberated. Sukadev Swami Goswami was more liberated than you. He was in the womb, he didn't even come out. Who can say he's more liberated than that? Akhyadam Yadadeeptavam. But when he heard the pastimes, then he said, Parinishtitopi Narugunya. I was Narugunya without any modes of nature, completely beyond the modes of nature. Still he came out and gave this. He heard some Bhagavatam in the womb. He heard the Bhagavatam. And still he went running out. Yam Prabhajantam Anapetam Apetam Kritam Vaipayana Varahakataraja. His father was running after him. Ah, where are you going? Where are you going? He didn't undergo any kind of no reformatory thing. He just came out running in the forest. And his father had to chant some shlokas. Aho bhakiyam stanakala kutam. But his purana, samsaraya purana, samsaraya kuruna purana guyam. So he's full of mercy. Gurum apima. Muni Nam, he's the guru of all the munis. You're a big muni? Well, he's your guru. So this is the line that we're following, Narad Muni. And Narad Muni doesn't... You read about Narad Muni in Brihad Bhagavatamrita when he's meeting with Uddhava. Then he feels like, oh my God, Uddhava is the most... He wants to praise Uddhava, but he feels ashamed to even praise him. He's holding his mouth down because... Described that my tongue won't stop, but I want to praise Uddhava. He's such a great person. And what does Uddhava say? He is really, because the whole Brihad Bhagavatamrita is taking us to more and more confidential aspects. Uddhava is not the final end, but the final end means he's quoting and talking about praising the gopis. Asamaho charanarangasam aham syam kemapi gulmalatausadinam. That which is searched out, vimrigyam. All the Vedas, these gopis, they understood that. Durlabham, durlabham, atma bhakto. Vedeshu durlabham, durlabham. So Vedas have so many things, interesting things, that's very nice. But sarva vedanta sharam hi, the Bhagavatam. So, and we want to give people a taste of that Bhagavatam. Pibanti, they should drink it. Pibanti e bhagavata amanasatam. So although they may be in the material energy, then they can get it some.
You have appreciation from Mother Nanda. Thank you.
From who?
Mother Nanda. You have a question. My question for Pushkar Prabhu, I know that it is impossible for lowly person like me can even aspire for anything like what Lord Chaitanya's associate experienced. But still, we should aspire or not?
Yes. I quoted the verse from Rupa Goswami. Not prema. I don't have prema. I don't have all these. No, I have zero qualification. But, Gopi, hey, Gopi Jana Balabha, I heard about Gopi Jana Balabha, who is the lover of the gopis. And therefore, I somehow or other, it's giving me pain. Still, I'm hoping that... But Jiva Goswami described Rupa Goswami as obsessed with saving the fallen souls. He didn't go to the traffic lights and give out the books, but he wrote the books. Okay, anything else? Okay, Haribol.